this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to another live broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. We're getting more and more of you that are downloading the show during the week over at iTunes. We're over now at Google Play, we're at Stitcher, we're at SoundCloud, we're at YouTube. I don't know how many different sites, but interestingly enough, far, far more of you are downloading than listening live. But we still love the listening live audience, and it's good to have you with us tonight. We start the program on a sad note. We received an email earlier today about the passing of my colleague at GCN Radio. Joyce Riley, who was a captain in the United States Air Force, passed away today. Many of you know her as the longtime host of the Power Hour radio broadcast and an advocate for veterans. And the notice we received here says they will be doing an open lines broadcast tomorrow on the Power Hour radio broadcast, inviting people from all over the world to call in and pay their tribute to Captain Joyce Riley. I have to tell you that both my wife and I, we really enjoyed listening to Joyce Riley on the radio. There was something about her voice and the way that she connected with callers and listeners that really made her a unique presence on radio. And I have to tell you, there are certain people that you hear on the radio that you just have to feel like, wow, that person was born to be a radio person just because of their countenance, the way that they interact with their audience. Another name that I might put into this same category would be a George Norrie. And my wife and I both noticed that about Joyce Riley. Even though we're on the same radio network, we never met in person, which is a regret that I have that I never had the opportunity to meet Joyce Riley, but seemed like a wonderful, wonderful person and spent her life advocating for many issues, including veterans. And she will certainly be missed. The Power Hour radio show appears to have plans to go on, which is a great legacy to her. She has some new fill-in hosts that may be continuing to take the show in the same direction that Joyce has taken it for so many years. But we don't live forever. And so for those of you that love radio and you love hearing these voices, there comes the day when the voice is no longer there. And that day is today for fans of Joyce Riley. And someday it'll be the day for me. Someday you'll come here on a Sunday night and there won't be my voice. I hope as many people will miss me as will miss Joyce Riley. We will miss her very, very much. Okay, tonight we've got a great show lined up for you. 2 hours for you, of course, as usual. My guest in hour number two is a return guest. Donald Jeffries will be here to talk about the book, Survival of the Richest. I heard him doing an interview on this, and I was just captivated by this interview because so many of the questions that I have had over all these years about the so-called rich, he seems to address in this book. And we're going to get into some interesting things, but I want to give you just a quick preview of a couple of the things that really caught my attention about this book. One is he gets into this whole issue of how the rich help each other out and sort of, give favors to each other. And he uses the example of these corporate board seats where you can actually become a corporate board member for some of these companies and you get paid $250,000 a year. And you only attend maybe four or five meetings for the year. He also gives examples of failed CEOs like a Carly Fiorina getting tens of millions of dollars. Or even my own example that I have here in my notes is the shamed CEO of Wells Fargo that left in disgrace, ended up leaving with a parachute of $130 million. So the book gets into the wealthy in America, how they got there. Maybe he challenges the myth, as he considers it, that sort of anybody from a blue-collar background can work their way up and reach this level of money and wealth, and how much money is concentrated in just so few hands in America today. The book, Survival of the Richest, that'll be hour number two tonight, so don't miss that. I want to talk tonight as we get started about the whole Russian narrative and how this all seems to be falling apart. And one story that really caught my eye, this was today, and it appears that as the narrative of the Trump campaign or Donald Trump personally colluding with Russians to influence the election, as that whole narrative begins to completely collapse under its own weight, we're seeing more and more interesting moves by the media. And I want to get into this a little bit here tonight. So to begin with, there is a BuzzFeed.com article. The headline, CNN is imposing strict new rules on its Russia coverage. And I want to read a little bit of this to you. CNN is imposing strict new publishing restrictions for online articles involving Russia after the network deleted a story and then issued a retraction late Friday, according to an internal email obtained by BuzzFeed News. The email went out at 11:21 a.m. on Saturday from Rich Barbieri, the CNN Money executive editor, saying, quote, "No one should publish any content involving Russia without coming to me and Jason," end quote, a CNN vice president. And he says here, quote, "This applied to social video, editorial, and money stream, no exceptions," end quote. And then it goes on to say, quote, "I will lay out a workflow Monday," end quote. It says the new restrictions also apply to other areas of the network, not just CNN Money, which wasn't involved with the article that was deleted and retracted. And it says there was a story here, sort of an expose that was published linking Trump to some investments over in Russia, an investment fund, and it looks like it turned out to all be bogus. We're seeing more and more of this fake news from Russia. What was it just a couple of weeks ago, the fake staging of that protest in London after the bombing, which Alex Jones has widely reported. But we're also on top of another interesting story. If you remember the so-called Russian dossier about Donald Trump, it appears that the investigative firm behind that is now resisting efforts by congressional and Senate investigators to get documents from them to find out who paid them to create the so-called Russian dossier, which has now been thoroughly debunked. And rumors are swirling that it may be the Democrats that were behind that. We also know this last week that it came out in testimony by Jay Johnson, former DHS head, that the Democrats refused the DHS's repeated offers to protect their server, the Democratic National Committee server. Of course, are now upset that they were ultimately hacked. So a lot is happening here. I guess this is karma, right? It appears that the truth may finally be coming out about all of the so-called Russian allegations, and it may be the ultimate boomerang. And who knows where it's going to go and who it's going to hit, but it appears that all of this Russian nonsense is very, very close to an end. Well, Bernie Sanders' wife is under investigation by the FBI. Who saw this coming? We'll have that after this. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Wow, it's getting harder and harder here to use the internet to make references in the radio show because they continue to want me to subscribe if I want to make reference to a news story. And so here we go again. So this is a story that I looked at earlier, had bookmarked to go back to. And now when I go back here, they want me to buy a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. So we're just going to go back to Google here. We'll find another source. Interesting story, and you're not really hearing anyone talking about this. It appears, and there's number of sources on this, so I'm going right now to Fox News. Headline, Sanders, wife Jane, hire lawyers amid FBI probe on loan application report. Read a little bit of this to you here. Senator Bernie Sanders and his wife have hired defense attorneys amid an FBI probe into a loan the senator's wife procured for Burlington College while she was school president, according to news reports. Sanders, a Vermont independent, and wife Jane hired a legal team in connection to a 2010 loan application Jane Sanders purportedly filed so the school could borrow $10 million to purchase 33 acres of land. And then it goes on here to say Jane Sanders purportedly distorted school donor levels in the loan application she filed to the People's United Bank. The liberal arts college closed that same year. And so this involves millions of dollars. It doesn't appear to involve Bernie Sanders, but his wife. And a lot of money involved here. I don't know much more about it than that. But it is as if this is somehow under the radar screen, because you're just not seeing a lot of media coverage of this story involving millions of dollars. I think we're going to see this more in terms of colleges failing. We're just seeing more and more stories about this. I posted a story up on my Facebook feed earlier today about a local college here in the Daytona area, Bethune-Cookman College. And it is one of the historically black colleges and universities, and receives preferential funding and so forth as such. Interestingly enough, this is the same college that shouted down and booed off the stage Betsy DeVos, who was there recently speaking to their graduating class. Not a good idea to do that when you may need a bailout from the government. I'm bringing up the story here on this. I posted it earlier today. This is from Jacksonville.com. And the story headline here is, losses continue to mount at Bethune-Cookman University. And this is not just unique, I think, to Bethune-Cookman, but there's so many colleges around the country that have simply overrun their headlights. And it says here that a review of tax documents by the Daytona Beach News Journal showed annual losses at Bethune-Cookman University exceeding over a three-year period. It says climbed over a three-year period from $254,000 to $17.8 million. Wow. So over 3 years, $17.8 million, that's losing about $6 million a year, or let's do the math, about $500,000 in losses per month. And that's kind of amazing also when you consider all of the money that is given to that college, both private donors and public funding, and the college's enormous endowment, which I understand they've had to dip into as well. But this is going to be, I think, the next housing bubble. You know, that is the combination of student loans defaulting and colleges going under, especially the private colleges. Because once the student loan money begins to dry up, or students simply get smarter and decide they're going to go to the community college instead of borrowing $100,000, I think we're going to see a lot of this money disappearing and many of these colleges going under. This was another story that I found to be extremely interesting for those of you that follow celebrities going off to prison. You may be familiar with the so-called Dance Moms star, Abby Lee Miller. She was convicted of bankruptcy fraud, hiding money from the bankruptcy court. And it says here in this article that she will be heading off to prison on June the 30th. So from reality star, multimillionaire, now going off to prison. And such is the life of this celebrity, Abby Lee Miller. And when asked how she's going to cope with all of this, she said she's going to pretend she's filming a movie about being in prison, and she's on the set of that movie. That's how she's mentally going to deal with it. And they also asked her what her final meal would be before going to prison. And she says she's going to she's going to go to Red Lobster and have the cheddar biscuits as her final meal. Maybe a good option, because you probably won't get cheddar biscuits in prison. But the story goes on to say here that she'll probably actually only serve 10 months of her 1 year and 1 day sentence, and then be released to a halfway house because of the federal early release program, good time, gain time, and whatever they call it. But that'll be interesting to see that. And, you know, people like Abby Lee Miller seem to just always go on. So it just like when Martha Stewart went to prison, this is not going to be the end for this lady. And she'll probably, I guess she's going to be writing a book in prison, the article said. Who knows? I mean, she'll probably come out and somehow turn that 1 year in prison into an opportunity for herself. Pretty dumb, though, to hide money from the bankruptcy people. They will always find it. And you will go to prison, especially if you are a famous person. And then this story I absolutely love. We've got enough time to squeeze this in before the break. It says high schooler becomes millionaire thanks to Bitcoin. And I love this story. This kid's name is Eric Finman. He invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in 2011 when Bitcoin was valued at just $12. His parents made an agreement with him that if he were a millionaire by 18, he would not have to attend college. He's the child of two Stanford PhDs, and Finman was willing to take the bet. Based on 403 Bitcoins that he currently owns, his net worth is presently $1.09 million, just enough to win the bet with his parents, and he now does not have to go to college because he is a millionaire. What a story. It says here, he also dropped out of high school, I guess, and never got his GED. He's quoted here as saying, "I don't see the value in it." So he's 18 now, and he's got $1 million. So probably doing better than most kids that age. Maybe he should still go to college. Not sure that that's a good decision or not. All right, on that, when we come back from the break, some really interesting jobs that pay a lot of money if you just get a 2-year college degree. No kidding. I'll have the list for you right after this. Stay tuned.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. You know, I hate traveling through airports. I have never been one to really want to have a private jet of my own. Just for the sake of avoiding, you know, the commercial travel experience. In fact, I kind of like it. You know, you get to meet people when you're on a plane, and airports can be interesting places to watch people. You'll find interesting stores, get a magazine to read, some, you know, interesting restaurants. In fact, you know, one of my favorite things to do is even if I'm not having a beer or anything, I like to sit up at the bar at a restaurant and say hello to the people on either side of me and meet some different people. But you know, the one thing I just don't like is going through security. And I know we have to have security, but some of the elements of security to me seem unnecessary. I don't understand what we're actually accomplishing by making people do some of these things. And it really makes you wonder. So here's a couple of stories this week. A TSA agent in Orlando, Florida, was allegedly caught. Well, he was caught, but the allegation is that he was stealing cash from a passenger's luggage. And so as the story was described, you know, that uncomfortable moment where you put your stuff on the conveyor belt and you're still on the other side of the scanner and you have to wait your turn to go through. I get very nervous about that because I have a Microsoft Surface tablet. I have my, you know, my computer, and my tablet, my projector sometimes I have with me going through security. You've got to take your watch off. So I've got an expensive watch, you know, all kinds of things. And you're on the other side of the, you know, the scanner and you're watching your stuff go down. There's no system to kind of keep you together with your stuff. And so that's exactly what happened here. But they used the video to follow up on a complaint of a passenger that a TSA agent stole cash from her luggage. She apparently saw him do this and reported it. He denied it, but was found with a pocket full of cash when he was searched. And then the video apparently allegedly shows that he did take the money from the luggage. So this is one of those kinds of things where it's like, really? And now on top of all of this, they're talking about banning laptops so that you've got to put your laptop in your actual luggage that goes to the airline baggage handlers and all that. And really, they're not going to ever steal your laptop. And then on top of it now, apparently in some airports, they've already started this new policy that they're going to page through the books you're reading. But they promise not to notice what your book is about. They just want to look through it. What? How could that possibly be part of security? I just don't know. I mean, I guess I've heard of explosive plots in books, but not a plot so explosive that it could bring the any kind of a risk to the plane itself. But they want to page through your books now. But they promise they're not going to be considering the title or the topic of your book. So maybe a good time to leave your patriotic freedom movement book back home so they don't declare you as a terrorist for having such a thing with you. All right. So let's talk about this list here I have in front of me. And I'm actually working on an article right now on this. I'll be doing some media appearances tomorrow. I'll be on the radio in Cleveland on Moody Radio Cleveland. Then on Wednesday, I'll be on Moody Radio Network in Nashville to talk about this article that we're working on. But the premise of this is that in today's fast-changing economy, you may be someone whose skill set, you may think that the degree you have, the education you have, the experience you have, has really locked you out of the workplace. And that may be true. That may be legitimately the case. You may be someone who really needs to update your credentials. The problem is, who really wants to go back to college for 4 years or 5 years, especially if you're a little bit older? You know, you're maybe in your 50s or your 60s. Really? You're going to go back to college for 4 years? Well, some people do it. But here's what's interesting, or maybe you're someone that's never been to college and you're sort of looking for a new opportunity today. Here is a list of some of the jobs that you can get incredible pay with just a 2-year college degree, an associate's degree. And what's interesting about this is if you go to college online and you go year round, you can actually get some of these degrees in like a year and a half if you don't take the summer break. So if you're doing like a 3-semester year, you can actually knock a degree like this out in a year and a half and really get into some very high paying careers. I had a friend who did this. He had never gone to college. He went to college for 18 months, became a respiratory therapist, and was in the hospital working, making 6 figures. I kid you not. So here are some of the jobs that you can get. And by the way, how would you find out more about more jobs like this? You would just go to your local community college and find out what jobs are available for, you know, associated with a 2-year degree. Radiation therapist, the median pay, $80,000, just requires a 2-year degree. Diagnostic medical sonographer, you run a sonograph machine, $69,000 median pay, just requires a 2-year degree. Occupational therapist, $59,000, again, just requires a 2-year degree. Dental hygienist, $72,000, again, just a 2-year degree. Physical therapy assistant, $56,000. Cardiovascular technician, $55,000. Respiratory therapist, $58,000. Here's one outside of the medical field, geological and petroleum technician, $56,000, just with a 2-year degree. Radiologic technologist, $57,000. And then, you know, if you click here, it says, this is an article I'm referencing over at the Penny Hoarder, which is a site I love. They have a list of other healthcare jobs. But if none of these jobs are necessarily of interest to you, go down to your local community college and talk to them and find out what jobs there are. There are some incredible opportunities, things you can do, for example, like become an over-the-road truck driver in just a few months. Many of the technology degrees, for example, to become certified in internet security and that sort of thing, you can do that in a year or less in many places. Become certified to run an internet network, become an IT person a year or less in most areas. And depending on your situation, there may even be scholarship money or grant money for you to be able to get this education for very little money. And to the extent that it will cost you money, if you go through the local community college, many times it's very, very inexpensive. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of dollars instead of thousands of dollars, you know, to get some of these certifications. So an interesting idea here for those of you that might be frustrated right now. Maybe you're looking for an opportunity to change careers. You could even go to school like this online or at night while you keep your present job. All things to consider as the economy continues to change. I always tell people this, you know, you've got to look at both sides of it. On the one hand, the factory job that you had may have gone away, but then on the other hand, these other opportunities become possible. One other quick website to mention to you, even short of getting a two-year degree, take a look at a website like Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y, Udemy.com. If you go to Udemy, there are so many different online classes you can take, in some cases for as little as $10, to learn things like web development. You learn how to build websites. You can go out and charge business owners $1,000 to $2,000 just to set up a website for them and then get a monthly maintenance and support contract with them as well. So there's so many new things that are out there. This is kind of the theme that we have tried to push for the last several years. If you adjust to the new economy, there is a tremendous amount of money to be made, and it doesn't mean going back to college for 4, 5, or 6 years. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, a lot going on today on my social media. I did a lot of posting today on social media. I don't know, lately I've sort of been going in waves. So I'll go maybe 2 or 3 days without very many posts, and then I'll just have a day where I just, boom, I post 30 things. I guess that's not how you're supposed to do it. The social media experts say you're supposed to be posting a little bit, you know, over time, sort of dropping breadcrumbs to get people to follow you. But that's not how I've been doing it, at least lately. A lot of interesting stories, though, to look at. Of course, our website is christianmoney.com. You can follow us also over on Facebook, also over on Twitter. You can be my personal friend on Facebook, James L. Paris, or you can follow our christianmoney.com page there, or you can follow me at Twitter, James L. Paris. Wow, this was something I could not believe. This is at a theme park in upstate New York, a Six Flags theme park. There's a video of this online. I posted this on Twitter and on my Facebook of a child being dangled from one of those buckets. I don't know what they call these, where it's almost like a ski lift and it's way up in the air. And, I don't know, somehow a child got out of their seat and was just dangling from this bucket, and with a parent in the same car with them. And in order to save the child, a crowd of people, including the security personnel at Six Flags, all huddled below this bucket, this skylift bucket, and that the child was so far hanging down out of the bucket that they had to be dropped. And they just physically all got together and caught this child. I was just horrified watching this. They're yelling to the parent to let the child fall so they could catch the child. The parent was yelling, their neck is caught. So the child was almost hung in this theme park ride. And you're reading more and more about these incredible accidents on these theme park rides, not to mention these traveling carnivals where you're, you know, I'm driving down I-95 and I see, you know, the big Tilt-A-Whirl ride just passes me in the left lane. You know, these rides that get assembled for a weekend event and then get torn down. I can't even imagine going on one of those. But then when you see even these big established theme park chains like Six Flags having these kinds of accidents, I posted on my social media today, I think my own life is thrilling enough that I don't need to go on these theme park rides anymore. But, you know, as a kid, when you went on these upside down roller coasters and all these crazy rides, and, you know, even right here in the Orlando area where you go to the Tower of Terror, Universal, and you get dropped in this, you know, this elevator that drops you, I don't know how many hundreds of feet. You always assume that you're safe, that you're just on a ride, and that it's all to scare you, but it's not real. But sometimes it is real. That's the part that scares me. All right. This is another big story we're following. Rumors are swirling of the potential retirement that could be announced this week, maybe even tomorrow, of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who I guess is around 80 years old right now, and it looks like his retirement may be imminent. And what's interesting about this is, wow, this would give Trump another Supreme Court pick. And pundits are saying, talk about a war that will be waged by Democrats to somehow, some way block, no matter who Trump nominates. I'm not sure how they're going to do that. The Republicans have already employed the so-called nuclear option, which does not allow a filibuster to stop a Supreme Court appointment. But this will be interesting to see. I mean, if that's all Trump accomplishes is two Supreme Court picks, many conservatives will say that's all he needed to do. I mean, that is such a big game changer to be able to appoint another Supreme Court justice. Wow. And that could be what's shaping up to be major national news as early as tomorrow. Robocalls are in the news again. And I have to tell you that every day I probably get three robocalls, sometimes more. And what throws me is these calls come from different area codes, but sometimes it's the same exact recorded sales pitch, but it's coming from different area codes. So I'll answer the phone, and I usually answer my phone, "Hi, this is Jim." I don't say hello. And so the computer doesn't pick up on the "Hi, this is Jim." It's waiting for somebody to say hello. So there's usually like this pause, and then I'll finally say hello, and then it'll start playing its recorded message. Apparently, the federal government is getting very, very serious about enforcing fines and really going after these people, which, you know what, they should, because it is really irritating to get these phone calls. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the middle of a meeting, or I'm traveling and the phone rings. They're actually proposing a record, get this, $120 million fine. And this is against a Miami man for being behind a number of so-called robocalls and spoof calls using fake caller ID on top of it. And you've seen stories where people think they're getting a call from the FBI or the IRS, and they answer the call. This, let me see the name here. Let me see here. The last name, it's got Abramovich is the name, and he is out of Miami. And it says that Mr. Abramovich, Adrian Abramovich of Miami, may be facing the single largest robocall fine in history, $120 million. And these kinds of fines are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. So basically your life is over if you get fined $120 million. I mean, unless you win the lottery or the Powerball, that's a pretty horrible life then to look forward to. $120 million for running a so-called massive robocall, quote unquote, spoofing scam. And, I'm all for this. I mean, make it $1 billion. I cannot stand these robocalls. And, do they really work? That's the question I have. Has anybody ever gotten a robocall saying that they've got money to lend you or a credit card deal or they can take your timeshare and sell it, whatever the offer is? Does anybody ever say, yes, tell me more, I want to buy something from you as a relative, related to this robocall pitch? I mean, does anybody really respond to that? I guess the numbers are very, very low percentage-wise, But when the calls don't cost you anything and you can call literally millions of people a day using a computer, it's kind of the same idea as these spam email blasts that go out, just hoping that a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage will actually respond. And then we close out this story, this hour, with a story about KFC. Yep, they're not Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore, because fried chicken is bad for you. So we're going to change the name to KFC, because there's nothing wrong with the letters K, F, or C, right? So my wife had a big event this weekend. This was the end of her three-week summer camp, and she runs a nonprofit organization for kids, and I help her with that. And she does a three-week summer camp, a theater summer camp that ends with four performances. And so we have a matinee, and then we have a night performance on Friday and Saturday as the camp ends. The problem we have is that many of these kids are kind of trapped at the venue between the end of the matinee and the beginning of the evening performance. And they don't have any food. Even though we tell them, bring a lunch, bring food, they don't. And so they're starving, and they don't have cars because most of them are too young to drive. So what I've been doing is bringing in food between the shows for these kids. So I went to KFC, went through the drive-thru, and spent $67. I bought three 20-piece buckets of chicken on Saturday, $67. And I told them that they were for the kids in our camp, and can I please have 25 or 30 plates, paper plates, to give to my kids to eat their chicken on? And they told me, no, I could not have the plates, that there was a new policy that prohibited them from being able to give me plates. So we had to serve the chicken to these kids on napkins. I couldn't believe this. I mean, I remember my family on the way home from church in Chicago, we'd pull into the KFC, we'd buy the chicken, they'd give us paper plates to go with it. And I've contacted KFC corporate. Apparently, this is not a new policy, and they might be maybe giving us some freebies. We'll see. We'll be back with hour number two. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.